ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're spending an hour with Tony the Tiger Lopez, the two-time world champion, of course, boxer out of Sacramento, California. Hey, it was his town. I'm serious. It was his town. Like in Vegas and New York City, if that was Sinatra's town, well, guess what? Sacramento belonged to Tony the Tiger Lopez. In fact, the Arco Arena, when we talked with Tony, he sold that place out many, many times. Of course, the old Arco where he won the title, the new Arco, of course, where he defended the title. But he was straight up the most popular guy, held some records as far as state attendance records were concerned. I mean, beat an Ali fight as far as money was concerned. Tony the Tiger Lopez, quite a guy to talk to, of course, and none of the residual effects from professional boxing are with this man. It's incredible. He's just an incredible guy. I mean, he's got all his faculties. We're going to spend some time with him. I'm honored to spend some time with the great Tony the Tiger Lopez. Now, don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle. And one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Hey, yo.
I promise you the Tiger, folks. I'm talking about Tony the Tiger Lopez, former two-time world champion. Of course, the IBF 130-pound champion who engaged Rocky Lockridge in 1980 in the fight that most fight fans, if you saw it, you'll never forget it. Of course, the fight of the year, according to Ring Magazine. Then the WBA 135-pound champion, now retired, living in Sacramento. And, folks, he is an exception to the rule, because there are no residual effects on Tony Lopez as far as boxing is concerned. He's come out of the game successful, smart, and got all his faculties, and he's got a lovely wife and a great business. He's a bail bondsman in Sacramento, California. Tony the Tiger, welcome to Ring Talk, bro.
Thank you, Pedro. How's it going, my man?
It's going okay. I'm sorry about that long introduction, you know, but when you've done what you've done, it's like you got to, like, write down notes.
Hey, you missed it. Three-time world champion.
Well, all right. Which one did I miss?
The WBA.
Okay. All right. I thought
lightweight.
I grabbed that one. I didn't say two-time IBF 130-pound champion. That's what I didn't say.
Oh.
Okay. Let's talk about that Rocky Lockridge fight. Of course, Rocky Lockridge. First, let's talk about Rocky Lockridge. Blood's on hard times.
Yeah. Kind of sad, huh?
No, it ain't kind of sad. It is sad. I mean, you know, living on the streets, he's all cracked out. You know, damn. You know, I just thought he was smarter than that. I thought he was smarter than that. A lot of dope fiends I thought were smarter than they are, but I thought he was smarter than that. I mean, look, he ended up, he'll be dead before long, Tony, if he continues on that road.
Yeah. You know, when I first met him and his family, they first came to Sacramento, you would look at him as a true American family. Like, you know, the kids were great. You know, it was like a guy that you wanted for a neighbor. You know what I mean?
But as a black guy, he was a square.
Yeah, he was. If you put it that way, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're being real here, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, 29 years now, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. On the line from Sacramento, California, which is the capital of this lovely state, is the number one man in town when it comes to going to jail, folks. This is the guy you want to call, Tony the Tiger Lopez. Tony, what's up with the phone number? Give it out.
916-362-0119.
Okay.
And we are nationwide.
Nationwide bail bondsman. He'll take care of you on good rights. Mention Ring Talk, you might even get a better rate than normal. Bail bonds, you digging that?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's still a good business, man. It's not like it was, you know, but nothing is, but you know, I'm still hanging in there. We're still doing okay. So we're surviving.
What happened to this country? Because, you know, you're Mexican-American, I'm Latino, and of course, Hispanic, and I've got my mother's Norwegian, so I'm half Norwegian. So we've been here a long time. But it just seems like everybody is really enjoying the American dream as far as growing up right now, concerned in like the 20 to 30 age bracket, are only the Mexicans who have come here, and they're all living together in a house. Everybody else is, like, struggling.
Yeah. You know, it's just the changing of the times, man, you know. And some of it's okay, some of it ain't okay. I mean, I think the world is just changing, dude. It, you know, if It's definitely not the same.
I know. It is hard to fathom some of the things that go on in this world as we speak. Of course, we're in 2014. Tony the Tiger Lopez on the line, the former two-time IBF 130-pound champion. Now let's go back in your career a little bit. You had a trilogy. You fought Molina, John Molina, three times, didn't you?
Yeah, that was Molina. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the first time the war, you ended up winning that. The second time, I think he won it, and then you came back and you beat him the third time in Reno, Nevada. Wasn't that outdoors in Reno?
No, that was inside. That was at the big center they had over there. What's that thing called?
It was called the Lawler.
It was indoors, though.
It was called the Lawler Sports Arena at the time,
right? There you go. That's it.
Yeah, you packed that place a couple. You fought Lupe Gutierrez there too, right?
I fought Lupe Gutierrez in Caesars Lake Tahoe, which is now Mount Blue. Yeah, but it was Caesars.
Wow. I
mean, and that was outdoors.
Oh man, going back in time here with the Tiger folks, Tony the Tiger Lopez. Tony, What do you think of Molina? I mean, what was that Molina trilogy like? Anytime you fight a guy three times, there's got a lot on the line, man, and you got to know each other a little bit by the time you fight the third time. But let's talk about that. What was that trilogy like for you? Bring me through all three fights.
You know what? First fight, I had no idea what to expect. It wasn't like your normal title fight. Normally on a title fight, you know, Fighting 10-rounders is actually almost as hard or harder than fighting world title fights. So, you know, fighting 10-rounders, you don't know who you're going to fight. You know, you could be fighting a southpaw. You could be fighting a guy that's a boxer, a puncher. You know, you don't know. You just have to prepare for everything. So it's a little bit more difficult. And then as a pro, as a champion, you know who you're going to fight. You know, but in Molina's case, I had no idea. I never saw him fight before. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know if he was a boxer or a puncher. You know, I didn't know. You know, so the first fight was definitely a lot harder. You know, was actually the hardest one of all three. Of all three, it was the first one was the hardest.
Okay. And then, of course, in wrapping up that trilogy, he was a good fighter. He had some speed, man. He had an awkwardness. He was very awkward, and he was speedy. He could dart in and out.
He was one of those fighters that, man, if he's one of those fighters that I would like to have. You know, he had it. You know, he was really hard. Even to this day, ask me how I did it. I don't know, because he was a hard man to figure out. You know, he really was. He was just that fighter that was really hard to figure out. I couldn't get it until the last time. The last fight, I obviously got it.
Okay.
You know, but on that fight, even on the last fight, you know, like I tell people, the fight started, you know, a month and a half before the first bell rang, you know, because we were in the same hotel. I told the promoter to put us in the same hotel, and from that point on, I just started talking smack to him. Every time I seen him, I was talking smack to him. You know, I was trying to get in his head. You know, he had his little entourage now, and I'd go by when he was having breakfast and do the chicken dance and ask him if he was going to run. I'd do all kinds of stupid things.
I've known you a long time. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, you know, I had to, because if I didn't, you know, let's put it this way. You know, and I know, trying to box him, he would have killed me. It wouldn't even have been close. So I had to get him out of his boxing and get him into a brawl. I had to get him to kill me. He had to want to kill me before that fight. You know, in order to do that, I had to get in his head. You know, and so, you know, a lot of people don't know what I did before that fight. Man, I got in his head so bad. When the first bell rang, if you remember, he came right after me. He wanted to kill me, you know, because I got in his head so bad, he wanted to sit there and fight. Well, if he sat there and fight, I knew he couldn't outfight me.
Yeah.
He could probably out, well, that's not probably, he could outbox me, he just couldn't outfight me. So I had to get him into my game, you know, which I did, and he fell for it.
Tony Lopez on the line from Sacramento, California. Tony, when you look at Molina now, I mean, I saw Molina like a year and a half, 2 years ago. He looks good. I mean, he's still got his looks and everything like that. He seems to have his senses about him. The same can't be said of our friend, you know, a good friend, Bobby Chacon.
Yeah, and you know, I still talk to Bobby every once in a blue moon. I still see him here and there. And the thing about Bobby is, you know, a lot of people don't know is his last 3 years of his career was the first 3 years of mine. You know, I was his main sparring partner back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that man taught me so much that there's no way I could ever repay him. Because of him, I am who I am today. Because he made me the boxer I am today, you know.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, talking about the schoolboy from Pomona, California, of course, in that epic bout in 1982 with Bazooka Limon, the third time in Sacramento, California, a 15-round decision win, capturing the WBC 130-pound title. I'm talking about the former featherweight champion, Bobby the Schoolboy Chacon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, this is the Saturday edition. You can catch us on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. And the Saturday show is an hour. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. And, of course, the Sunday show, the grand finale, baby, 2 hours of live radio, iHeartRadio, and, of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You can hold your man.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You mean a real fight? Regulation gloves? No headgear?
Correct. Marquis of Queensborough rules.
He was one of our chaps, you know.
We're joined by the Tiger folks, Tony the Tiger Lopez. And, of course, if you're in Sacramento or you're anywhere in this country and you're in a world of trouble, this is the guy to call. And if you drop my name, hey, he'll even pick up the phone himself. No, he picks up the phone himself when everybody calls. Why is that? Is this a personal service? You want them to know that it's really you and you're not just the name behind the business? Is that it?
You know, I get a lot of that. And it's funny because, I mean, you know, for me as a fighter, you know, fighting was just a part of my life. I mean, that life, that part is gone. So I got other things, you know, that I got to do to make a living. You know what I mean? So I figured, why not answer the phone? It's my business, you know? And everybody goes, man, I'm shocked you answered the bill. I thought you were just saying, no, I got something to do, too, during the day, you know?
What's the biggest bond you ever did?
I did two $1 million bonds.
Yikes. Were you freaking out and following the guys around and stuff, or what?
No.
No?
You know, the bigger the bonds, the more they have to be collateralized. Meaning, like, if I buy a $1 million bond, and I don't know you, well, I did a couple of famous people. But anyways, you know, you have to have collateral. You have to have $1 million in collateral. You have to have $100,000 cash. You got to have this. You got to have some solid cosign. So they're pretty solid. You know, it's the littler ones, the 50s, the 100s, that, you know, what's crazy part, they're gonna run the hardest, the little ones, you know, than the big ones. You know, the $1 million ones, they're pretty safe. The little ones, the 5s, the 50s, the 100s, those guys are going to run.
So is it a safe business? I mean, are you safe in the bail bonds business? Does it get dangerous? Is it like that stuff on TV? Is it dramatic at times or what?
Well, I'm not being funny. I'm being real. The stuff on TV you see is not really a joke. It's a joke. Well, you know, the way we do it, like, I would never hit a door or I would never hit a house. Well, I used to when I first opened the business because I didn't know better. I would do the bounty hunting stuff on my own, and I didn't know until we were all talking one day, and someone says, you know, we were talking about bounty hunting, a few bail bondsmen and myself, and they're asking me, how do I do it? I go, well, I just do it myself. I hit doors. They go, man, are you nuts? I go, no. I go, why? And they proceeded to tell me that, hey, man, you know, you're going to get shot or killed one of these times, you know, and I never worried about it until they told me that. Then when they told me, I go, hey, maybe I might. So maybe I should start, you know, taking guys with me and stuff. So there's a team of us that go. Every once in a blue moon, even nowadays, I will go on my own if I have to. But there's normally 3 to 4 of us that go. And, you know, we carry cannons, guns, shotguns, tasers, you name it, we carry it. You know, so, you know, and people don't want to really hurt nobody. I mean, ask me how many times I've been in a fight. No one's ever willing to fight. Except this one guy who was about 6'5", about 320 pounds. And then it wasn't him that didn't want to fight. I want to fight him. So, you know, I pulled out my taser. I think it's the best thing that man ever made was a taser. Because it stops it stops anything that people might think about doing. Taser is a great weapon. You know?
Well, so, being a former...
Yeah,
being
a it's, form, a pretty be, good, it's a pretty good... I liked it. It's a pretty good business, you know?
Okay. Let's go back in your career a little bit. 1987, you were undefeated, fighting at the old Arco Arena, I think, in Sacramento, California. And you got disqualified against Ramon Rico. Terry Smith did it. Terry Smith did it in your undefeated record. Did you hold a grudge against Terry for a while?
No. You know what, dude? Honestly, man, to this day, if you look at the film, to this day, I can still see him. See, you know, people don't understand, like, as a fighter, you know, you are trained to catch every movement he does, and you will, you know. And when I knocked him down, when I didn't really drop him, he started making a downward movement like he was getting dropped, and his legs caught, and he locked, and he started on his upward movement. Even in the slow motion thing that they did on TV and the news did some on back then, you can see, I go, see, look at, I go, he made his movement up. When he made his upward movement, nothing had touched the ground, his gloves didn't touch, his knee didn't touch, nothing touched. When he made his upward movement, I hit him again. That's when he disqualified me. So, like I told Terry, I go, hey, man, if you feel you did the right decision, then I'm cool with it, man. You know, I'll just go on, keep going, you know. No big deal. Can't do nothing about it now anyways, you know what I mean?
You know what's funny? He's probably one of the straightest dudes I ever met in my life. I mean, he was like straight. I mean,
yeah, he was.
I mean, if he was going to disqualify, I think he thought you deserved to be disqualified. He wouldn't pull any crap, you know what I mean, like some of these other referees.
No, not Terry, man. He was a good dude. Hey. But, you know, my mom was mad at him for a while, but that's because she's my mom, you know what I mean? You know, my mom, man, my mom's kind of mean, so, you know, but that's my mom, you know. That's what she's going to do, you know.
Do you know he was a former United States amateur champion?
Yes, I do.
And then U.S., I think, and then I think he fought for, like, England or somebody in the Olympics. He did all kinds. He was a great amateur fighter.
He was? See, I know he was an amateur fighter. I know he did some stuff, but I didn't know how good he was. You know, people would say, oh, you know, because, you know, just, I don't know. I just never knew how good he was, you know?
Okay.
I really didn't dig into it, you know?
What was it like fighting in Sacramento in front of all those hometown crowds? I mean, you got to do it the majority of your career, although you did fight on the road. We'll talk about that a little bit. But what was it like fighting in Ome? There was always undue pressure on me fighting in Ome. I'd rather fight in, like, Fresno or L.A. than fight in San Francisco because everybody was calling you and bugging you for tickets and bugging my mother. And my mother would say stuff like, so-and-so called. Mom, don't I want to know? You know what?
Let me tell you something. You know what? Take that. For me, it was fun. I didn't mind it. I moved out of Sacramento for my fights anyways. You know, I went to, like, Auburn. I went to Colfax. For my title fights, I went to Black Bear Diner. I went to Black Bear Diner. I went to
Big Bear.
Yeah. Big Bear. And I trained over there. And, you know, I did different stuff, so I was never really here when I trained anyways. But I'll tell you what. You know what? If you can imagine this. Let me tell you something. If you can imagine this, I'm at the Arco Arena. First world title fight with Rocky Lockridge. Mm-hmm. I'm in the back, and Lockridge comes out first, I believe. No, I came out first. And I'm in the back, and the people, you know, it's pretty quiet for what it had. I think the little arc will hold 15,000 or something like that.
I think so.
For 15,000 people, it was pretty quiet, you know? And I'm sitting up there, and I'm warming up, I'm ready to come out of the tunnel, and the TV lights come on, and big old bright lights just hit you all at once. When they did that, this place erupted. It was so freaking loud that I'm on the cement floor of the arena, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there, and the lights turn on, and these people just erupted in a roar. And I'm standing there, and then my body starts to shake from the rumbling of the floor. I mean, I'm thinking, oh my God! And when it did that, it just—I don't know. My whole mind went into fight mode, you know. But it was a trip. It gave me, even right now, it gives me goosebumps to even think about. Because, I mean, dude, you're on cement. There's 15,000 people chanting your name
rocking.
And screaming and whistling. And the cement is vibrating your body. You know, it's amazing. It really is. And from that point on, it was just fight mode and let's go out there and get it on, you know. But it was a trip. I tell you, I never experienced nothing like that again in my life, you know.
July 23rd, 1988, the old Arco Arena, Sacramento, California, Rocky Lockridge, and, of course, the 1988 Fight of the Year. 88 had a couple of good fights. Were you honored that it was a Fight of the Year and they send you a special belt buckle or something? Would they send you an award or what?
I don't know. I never got nothing.
You never got nothing?
Ah.
You know why? Bert Sugar was running Ring Magazine at the time. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Bert was a great guy. I did some broadcasts with Bert. We telecast fights around the world. He's a great guy to be around. God rest his soul. Okay, but he didn't pay people. That's why I wouldn't write for him at Ring, because he wouldn't pay people. No, he wouldn't pay people. You would see him at fights, Tone, and guys would have him like pushed up against the wall. I'm serious. And you just say, you know, they're not going to crack on him, I want my money. And he would. So anyway, Jack Fisk. The great Jack Fisk, the late Jack Fisk, who wrote a lot about you. Of course, you remember Jack, right?
Yeah.
Of course, writer of the San Francisco Chronicle from 1953, I think, until 1993. And, of course, a Hall of Fame writer. Anyway, Jack, of course, you know what Jack told me one time? Jack told me deep down inside, he said, we're coming home from one of your fights in Sacramento. And, you know, he didn't talk much in the car. And I'll never forget when he said this. He goes, you know, that kid really can't fight. I mean, just out of the blue, I think we were down like, you know, down around Fairfield or something like that, or Vallejo. But right out of the blue, he goes, you know, that kid can fight a little bit. And I said, oh, okay. And when he said that, you know, that was the ultimate in compliments from that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he was a really good dude. I liked him. He was a good dude all the way around. You know, he really was. He was one of them guys, I don't know, man. He was kind of real around me. He never really talked a lot. But you can tell that he was a man about his business. That he knew what he was talking about. You knew that man knew what he was doing. You know, and he was one of the good old boys, man. He was a good guy. I liked him.
You know, he went to the University of Alabama on the same team that George Wallace was on. I take it back. He coached the boxing team, and the former governor of Alabama, the future governor of Alabama, now the former governor, George Wallace, was on that boxing team. Jack has some weird history, man. He had to change his name from Jacob Finkelstein to Jack Fisk because of the anti-Jew sentiments in this country back in the day. So Jack was through some stuff, man. Of course, Hall of Fame, writer in the World Boxing Hall of Fame in L.A. and, of course, the International Boxing Hall of Fame back in Canada, New York. So he got his props.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy is you know, sometimes I feel like after I retired, well, fine, I really didn't care. You know, you just do what you're doing, and I'm doing it, right? But, you know, after you retire, sometimes people go, man, how do you want to be remembered? I go, really, I never really had an answer for them, you know? And as I sit here and I read some of the stuff sometimes, I'm thinking, man, you know, they're talking about some of the fighters back in my time. I'm thinking, and you know what's so crazy is, for me, my name never really, rarely comes. It does once in a while, but not, very rarely, you know?
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I don't know. I think there's a lot of fighters that in my time that, you know, that I didn't dodge anybody, that's for sure. You know, I fought all number one contenders or world champions. You know, I didn't dodge anybody. Sometimes I feel like, man, sometimes I get dogged in that aspect, I feel sometimes, you know?
Tony Lopez, folks, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, where we aired over 7,500 hours last month. Thank you, iHeartRadio listeners. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and, of course, the American Forces Network. Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
We'll find out tonight how much the Ali fight took out of Frazier, if anything. And we'll find out tonight just how good George Foreman is in punching and in taking a punch. I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt.
Frazier's hurt.
Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer right next to me, is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner. He is as poised as can be. We have a minute left in this first round, and already this fight is proving out what some have expected. Oh, that left is getting in there. Underneath, Archie Moore is yelling to Foreman. We've got the excitement here that we look for. Frazier is dazed. He is getting hit again and again and again. The same head that was hit so often by Muhammad Ali. Frazier is dazed. You see the countdown for the first round. Foreman has not panicked. Foreman is going about his job. Foreman is all over Joe Frazier. Frazier is down again, and he may be. No, he is rising. He is game. He doesn't know where he is. The mandatory eight count. He doesn't know where he is. Now the round is about to end. Two knockdowns in the first round of Joe Frazier. Down again. No saving by the bell.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour, of course, we're talking with Tony Lopez, folks. We're going to spend the entire hour with the Tiger, of course, from Sacramento, California, the two-time world champion, the man that when he walks down the street, he commands respect. Take that back. They respect him. They love him. This was the guy that brought us the Arco Arena. I used to call it the house that Tony built.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm serious, man. I mean, the crowd, just, the Jorge Maromero Paez fight there, he had that in the new arena with Paez, of course, and Tony Lopez and Maromero Paez. You guys set a record for attendance that wasn't broken until De La Hoya and Mosley fought the first time. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That broke the record from Muhammad Ali in 1972. He fought in L.A. or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was a Ken Norton fight, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was... Yeah, I mean, you got some history there, Tone. I mean, you got a lot of history to you. Let's, speaking of history, let's go back for a second and talk about some of the great fights we had in Sacramento outside of yourself. I mean, Loretto Garza captured the WBA 140-pound crown, and he's doing well in life. And you've turned out to be a success, not, you know, outside of boxing and in the bail bonds business. You got a successful marriage and things like that. But, Tone, why is it you didn't suffer any of the residual effects of professional boxing like other guys did, and you were in your share of wars? Why is it you're not walking on your heels?
You know what, dude? I've asked myself that a million times. I have no idea. You know what it really is? I think that same question all the time. And I'm thinking that we're all built differently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was told one time, when I went to go see my neurologist one time, he told me I had a strange structure in my head, that I had a bone structure of a big man. I go, what do you mean? And he goes, like a heavyweight fighter would. You have a structure, bone structure, like a big man. And I'm going, I'm going, maybe that's the reason why I don't have any problems. And he goes, I don't know. He goes, but that's what, he goes, I'm just saying, I'm just telling you what you have.
You know, cause...
And I always wonder if that was the reason. I don't know. You know, because I took my share of licks, that's for sure.
Yeah, but sometimes you had to, you know, you had to take one to throw one. I mean, sometimes you're in that position. Everybody is.
That's the name of the game. You know, don't be afraid to get hit. If you are, you're in the wrong game.
Okay,
leave.
I was talking earlier, and I glossed over this, but, you know, when I used to fight and I used to go to the ring, and you talked about the ground shaking, at times my knees used to shake a little bit. Okay, fear, I use it as a great motivating factor, man. I was scared to death of losing, you hear what I'm saying, or getting hurt, and my hair would be standing up on edge by the time I got in the ring. From the dressing room to the ring, and being in the dressing room was tougher for me than fighting. I guess I was a head case.
No, you know what? It's what you got to believe in, and for me anyways. I just had this conversation with a girl that I'm training right now. And she asked me, she goes, you know, and I said, you know, the worst thing possible, because she was kind of nervous, her first time sparring ever. And I said, look at it this way. I go, the worst thing that can happen to you in here is you can die. And if you're dead, no one's going to feel it. So why are you worried about it? And I used to think the same thing for all my fights. Because that way it's a reality check, you know. Because the truth is, the worst thing that can happen is I could die. And if I'm dead, I'm not going to feel it, so I might as well get what I got coming. You know what I mean? And that's the attitude I had. You know?
It's a true mark of a fighter, folks. A true fighter. I'm talking about two-time world champion Tony the Tiger Lopez from Sacramento, California. Of course, the house that you built, it really was. I mean, I went to concerts there. I've been to other events there. And, you know, I mean, the hometown crowd, the fact that you were homegrown and things like that, and the family was involved. Your father was your trainer. Your brother helped you out. Mom was very vocal. I mean, you know, you had the whole family there. It was like, you guys were like the Cleavers, to an extent, of Sacramento as far as boxing was concerned.
Yeah, it was very much a family business, so to speak, you know, and I didn't mind it, you know. Was there a few things I would have did different if my dad wasn't my manager? Of course, you know. But, you know, I'm not mad about it, I'm not sad about it. You know, that's just the way the life was supposed to be panned out that way. I don't care. I had a good time. I look at it this way. I fought in nice places in Mexico. Because of boxing, I've been all over the place.
Yep.
Because of boxing, I got to go meet Mandela in South Africa and fight in South Africa. Today, I'm still in the top, I think I'm the top four favorite athlete out of Sun City, South Africa, or South Africa.
Right on.
You know? So, I mean, I got to do a lot of great things. You know, like for me, my thing was this. Of course, you walk into every fight thinking you're going to win or wanting to win. Or why would you go in, right? But here's the reality of it. And I knew it. You know, it's just like, look, man, I'm going to go in there and fight my heart out today. And if it doesn't work out for me, I'm not going to complain because I'm doing what I love to do. It gets me the opportunity to do things I could probably never, ever do in my life. You know, I mean, and back then, boxing was huge. It was, I mean, you know, I go to L.A. all the time and go party, you know, on my time off, and everybody knew who you were. So you couldn't act crazy because everybody knew you, you know, because you want to go someplace and have some quiet time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't because everybody knows who you are, you know? And so, I mean, I'm not complaining. I had a great time, and it was fun, you know, but that's just the life of a fighter back then. It was awesome, you know? Okay.
Going into Mexico and fighting Julio Cesar Chavez, I know this was your dream fight and all that kind of stuff, but going into Mexico and fighting him, yikes. Why didn't you fight him at his house?
Because they wouldn't fight me anywhere else. So, you know, he's a champion. You know, you got to go with it where they want to fight it, you know? So, and, you know, remember back in the day, everybody said, oh, Tony Wong will fight out of Sacramento, California. No, it's just that Sacramento, California is paying more. So that's why I'm here more.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm fighting for a title, you know, when Rocky Lockridge came here, he came here because he made more money. This get all the BS out of the way. He came here for the money. Let's not get it all wrong. Okay, well, that's a smart move.
And he thought he could win.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's always in the first thought of every fighter. But, you know, because everybody has a thought they're going to win. Everybody thinks they're going to win. Or if you don't think you're going to win, you shouldn't be fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that thought already. But now Sacramento, I'm gonna kick his butt in Sacramento. And plus, they're going to pay me more money? Hell yeah, I'm going to go. So, that you know, that's what every fighter should think. You know, I don't, like, when I had to fight for Gamache for his title, Gamache said, no, I'll fight you here in Portland, Maine. Okay, I'll oblige you. I'll go over there. I understand that. No big deal. You know, I don't care. I'm not fighting the fans. I'm fighting you. You know, so all the screaming and hollering doesn't mean a darn thing to me. It's just, you know, they're not hitting me. You are, if you can, you know?
You know.
And that's the attitude you have to take. I mean, that's the reality of it.
I think he owned Portland, Maine more than you owned Sacramento, California. I mean, he was like second to lobsters there. He was like the most popular guy. They never had anybody from that place.
No. No, he was it. He was the man.
He was it.
and you know what? I still talk to his family a little bit. And, you know, because you know I'm doing movies now, right?
Talk to me.
I'm getting into the movie business a little bit.
Okay.
I got a couple of movies coming out. I got one coming out for Netflix called Fight for Your Life. I got another one called Bullets, Blades, and Bloods coming off the theater next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another one that I'm trying to get a role into right now. It's another boxing movie with one of the guys, one of the actors from that sitcom Friends.
Uh-huh.
He's producing it, so... And I'm going to meet up with him here in a couple of weeks to go see what kind of part I'm going to get. So, you know, I had to talk to Joey and his son because one of the guys that's in the movie goes to Harvard. Go figure that.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to Harvard, and he needs some boxing training. So, you know, since they're down that way, I try to hook him up with some training. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool, man. So it's good to have connections everywhere, you know what I mean?
I remember Joey was working with Amanda, the great late Emmanuel Stewart. And folks, don't get mad when I say this. I love Emmanuel. Okay? I just love Emmanuel. And he would give me the coat off his back in the snow. There's no doubt about it. Okay, but him and Joey, he used to take Joey into camp for like 6 to 8 weeks, and then give Joey, and then give Joey like $1,500 afterwards. Ah, Joey wanted to choke him. But it was a lot. But he was learning the biz. You know what I'm saying? So he was doing his time. You know, he was doing his time and learning from the gold father, Emmanuel Stewart. But yeah, I mean, Joey wasn't too happy.
Hey, you know what? But see, that's the difference between our generation, and new generation. Hey, man, I'm always willing to. Hey, let's set this up. When I first got in the bail bonds business, some guy in another bail bonds business said, "Hey, Tony, you want to learn the business? Come work in my office. I'll pay you $6 an hour." So. Now, mind you, I just got through making thousands of dollars per fight. Now I'm making $6 an hour. And I did it for 6 months. And I happily did it for 6 months because that's what you're supposed to do. You crawl before you walk, and you walk before you run. I'm willing to do that. But okay, but since then, it's been a great business for me because I was willing to put in the time and the work that I needed to do to get the job done. You see, and that's what's missing in today. Nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to make $1 million today. You know, well, that's not going to happen. You know?
Okay.
But I'm still willing to do it.
Tony the Tiger Lopez, folks, 50 wins, 8 losses, 1 draw, 34 KOs. Now, you beat Greg Hogan. Greg could really fight. And that was pretty impressive. I mean, people, I don't know if you realize that, but that was pretty impressive there.
No fight's an easy fight, but it's not a hard-thinking fight because he does just what I do. You know, he's a brawler. But you know what? I mean, every opponent's tough, and anybody can get lucky. That's a fact of boxing. But you know, but when you're made for somebody, it makes it a little bit easier on the thinking game. You know, because it's not, you don't have to really think about it; you just do it.
Okay.
And that's what kind of fight that was. You know, I didn't really have to think too much. I just had to fight. You know.
Okay. Now here's a question for you. Okay. You're the trainer Tony Lopez. Does every fighter have a glass jaw until proven otherwise?
No. To me, everybody has a hard jaw until proven otherwise. Hey, it's kind of like this. You know, they say a trainer will make a fighter.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not the trainer that makes the fighter. It's the fighter that makes the trainer. Because this, I don't care what anybody says. There's only what 11, 12, 13 punches you can throw in a fight. That, or you can learn to throw in a boxing match. There's only so many ways to defend against it. There's only so many ways to throw it. You know, it's not. And Pedro, you can teach someone to fight. I'm gonna teach them a little bit something different. But basically, we're gonna teach them the same thing. So it's not us that's gonna make the fighter. It's he's gonna make us. If all we do is train him, it's the heart and desire of the fighter that's gonna make the trainer. Okay. That's just what it is.
That's
what it is to me, anyway.
Okay. What about Mayweather? Floyd Mayweather, he keeps Junior. He keeps picking his own opponents. He keeps picking hand-picked guys. And this, I'm not dogging his talent in this now, but he doesn't seem to want to be like a Duran or a Leonard or even a Lopez. He isn't willing to step up a weight and do his thing anymore, step up another weight class to 154, 160 pounds. Is he that – last question for you, Tony. Is he that good or is he just the most well-marketed, promoted guy in the history of the world?
Well, promoted guy in the history of the world.
Yeah, I thought. Talk to me. Tell me why.
Well, for plenty of reasons. I mean, number one, and here we go again. But the fighters of today are not like yesterday, number one. Pacquiao wouldn't be Pacquiao if he was fighting in the 70s and 80s because he would have never got past Mike Carball at 112 or 109, whatever Carball weigh. And then if, let's say, by some miracle he did and went to 125, the Chavez, the Salvador Sanchez. I mean, come on, the list is just way too long. You know, so the signs of the times are what makes these fighters that they are today. Not taking anything from them because it's tough just to get in there. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that back in the 70s and 80s, they were just a lot tougher fighters. You know, like the fighters of today are trained by some of the big top-rated fighters. Obviously, don't have the right training skills because, go back to Pacquiao's fights. Nobody knows how to fight a southpaw. Are you freaking kidding me? How do you not know how to fight a southpaw? Even when who's the guy that knocked out Pacquiao? What was his name? Oh my
God! Juan Manuel Marquez.
There you go, Marquez. Before that fight, he was on somebody of his was on my Facebook, and I told him about a month out. I said, oh, a month and a half, 2 months out, whatever. I said, hey, if you want to beat Pacquiao, call me. I'll show you how to beat a southpaw. It's fairly easy. It's not hard. You just got to know what to do. Because if you go back and watch her picture, you know, you go back and watch her fights. Look at their feet position. Look at the whole fight. It's wrong.
Okay. Tony, you know? I got to wrap things up. I love you. Say hello to your wife, Tony the Tiger, Bail Bonds, of course, Sacramento, California. The phone number is 916-362-0119. 24/7, he'll take the call. Tony, best of luck to you, and thanks for your time, brother.
Okay, my bud. You take it easy, brother. Bye-bye.
The best things in life are free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Big thanks and props out there to the Tiger, Tony the Tiger Lopez. Of course, if you're in jail or you know somebody that's in jail and need a bail bonds, an honest guy, this is the guy to call. He's nationwide. He's at 916-362-0119. I'm talking about Tony the Tiger Lopez Bail Bonds. That was our guest for the entire hour. I love him. 916-362-0119. But married, has a great life in Sacramento, California. As I said, talks about the exciting things he's doing now. Movies, Hollywood movies. Tony the Tiger Lopez, I guess, pretty soon. Pedro might have some problems getting him on the show. Nah, never. He's a great guy. All the best to you. All the best to Tony Lopez. Until next time, keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. But most importantly, keep that buddy of yours off the canvas of life. See you soon.